What just happened? It's not yet Friday, but it's been quite a week. The president walking back walkbacks of his statements on Russian interference in the 2016 election. Reporters' heads were spinning, but his defenders say he's unfairly questioned by the press. Then there's the Sinclair Broadcast Group. This is the biggest local television operator and a conservative competitor of Fox. Last year, FCC Chair Ajit Pai loosened rules so Sinclair could acquire more stations. Earlier this week, he seemed to reverse that. Today, his commission made an announcement. We'll hear about that from NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik. Hi, David.
Hey, Robin.
Start with the president. Yesterday, ABC reporter Cecilia Vega asked Trump if he thought Russia was still interfering in the U.S. elections. It looks on tape like he says no, but White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders later said the president was just saying no to more questions. Last week, the president said he didn't say something about Theresa May when reporters had a tape of it. What your thoughts on what the press should do when they're told that something they think happened didn't happen?
Well, obviously, I think they should do much like what they've done in recent days. They've repeatedly challenged the tales that are being spun in right in front of them by the president, by the president's press secretary, effectively is not credible. You saw Hallie Jackson and others in the White House press corps briefing do so in the last day or two. And to make sure that those are then presented in stories that are packaged and mediated, presented to the public and say, look, here's what was said. Here's what actually happened. Here's why that may or may not be credible. Yeah. And to be very direct about that. I don't think that we need to be excruciatingly passive in our language about this. It's not. There's not a lot of real confusion there about some of the things the president said. We can say that the president said he didn't respond to the answer, but I got to say that the reporters in the room almost uniformly said he was responding directly. He
to
did
her.
It not once but twice.
Yeah.
And you know, what was really remarkable was Sarah Huckabee Sanders telling reporters that she saw herself as an interpreter of the president, as though he's speaking in code or a foreign language or in the clicks of dolphins. You know, he's speaking in English. We understood what he had to say. You know, her reworking of his words don't entirely hold up to scrutiny.
Well, you mentioned Ms. Jackson from NBC, the reporter who was trying to press Sanders later at a White House press conference about, you know, something she'd said. And Sarah Sanders tried to move on to another reporter, Jordan Fabian of The Hill. Let's listen.
Once again, Hallie, I'm moving on to Jordan. Jordan, go ahead.
Sorry, Hallie, go ahead if you want.
Thanks, Jordan. You said actually,
okay, so she there lets, you know, actually Jordan there lets Hallie ask the question. This was the exact opposite of something we talked about last week when at the when he was speaking with, I believe it was President Putin, President Trump would not call on Jim Acosta of CNN and instead went to John Roberts of Fox, who did ask the question, didn't give it back to Acosta. What do you think of that moment?
I think the moment that we heard from yesterday was informed by what happened last week and by the frustration of reporters when they're not having direct questions asked.
It's actually Monday, I think, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, excuse me, Monday from Helsinki. And that you know, you are starting to see a solid, you know, there is competition within the press corps, but there is some sense of solidarity and the, you know, at times fact-free presentations being delivered on this subject or that from the White House lectern, I think, is disturbing enough that you're seeing reporters say, you know what, let's have her question answered and let's have this question respected. Jackson was being vigorous and muscular in her questioning, but, you know, she just wanted a simple answer. It shouldn't have been that hard.
Okay. Look, we want to go on to Sinclair. Last year, Ajit Pai cleared the way for Sinclair to own more stations by restoring a 1985 rule about ownership limits based on broadcast frequencies. Sinclair, already the largest TV operator in the country, would have, you know, gone to 7 in 10 households. What's going on now? Because we had an announcement today from his commission.
Sure. So what we've heard early this week was that Ajit Pai, who had, as you said, cleared the way for this deal to go through, let's be clear, Sinclair owns controls 190-plus stations around the country, would have picked up more than 40 more and then spun a few of those off. Pai said early this month, this week, that he wasn't convinced that the representations Sinclair was making were true, and that is that these were truly independent companies through which to which he'd be selling these other stations that he was promising to divest of himself in Chicago and Texas. Sinclair steps forward, says it's outraged because it's always been very transparent, but says we will keep hold of the Chicago station WGN, which really was Tribune Media's most important station in some ways initially, reaching with a national reach on cable, and we'll sell off the two in Dallas. Today, the FCC commission said no. We are referring this to an administrative law judge for for review. We are not clear that this is in the public interest. We are not clear that these are truly independent companies that these remaining Texas stations will be sold to. And we're not clear that we were told the truth in the application. So Ajit Pai, who had been seen as a strong ally of Sinclair, in fact, there was evidence showing that a former FCC official turned lobbyist for Sinclair, had basically helped him draft the rewriting of major regulations to allow the Sinclair to be pushed through. Suddenly, Pai has reversed himself, and it's worth pointing out that he himself is under investigation by the agency's inspector general for the details of how that process was done. He's taking a pretty hard line now, along with other commissioners.
Well, and we mentioned Sinclair, conservative competitor to Fox. They also require their stations to air editorial segments supporting the president's policies. That's what we meant by that. David Falkenflik, we'll follow that with you. Thank you.
You bet.